Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Thursday, July 20th, 2017. I'm Michael Kohlberg. I'm a psychotherapist in Hudson, New York, and in New York City. Today I'm in Hudson, New York, and I'm here with my friend Ann Ordley.
And I'm an astrologer, and today instead of at the bright red desk, I'm sitting in the sun-filled patch of living room in a nice cuddly chair with a cup of coffee in Rhinebeck, New York. I'm on retreat, Michael, and I'm learning what to do with the unfinished business of later life. So I'm having a wonderful time. I'm hanging out with about 70 Jungians or Jungian enthusiasts, and we're all talking about our dreams and our plans and our bucket lists and our ego versus ourself and our spiritual path. It's been wonderful. I've had a great time. Plus, I have a rocking chair on my front porch, which I go out and rock in every day for about a half an hour and meditate. It's really cool. So I'm having a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
And you may hear me yell in a minute. I've been sitting here for over an hour with my parrot Ashby right next to me.
Uh-huh.
And Ashby's not allowed to do certain things. She's out of her cage. Uh-huh. And the instant I started talking to you, she began edging her way towards where she's going to get in trouble. So if I yell, it's not that I'm mad at her. It's that I'm trying to get her not to do this. She slides down in between the wall and the side of her cage, and if I don't catch her, she starts eating the woodwork, which is not good for her because it has lead paint because the house is from 1830.
Right.
So,
but she's
anyway.
Like, you're preoccupied on the phone.
All right, here she goes.
Ask me, stop it.
All right, that's it. Hold on. It'll be over in a minute. She goes right back in her cage.
Poor Ash. Yeah.
Yep, for the rest of the day, she stays in her cage.
The whole day? Oh.
Yes, the whole day. She's gotten really good at not doing it, but it took like 2 weeks of battle of wills. I have to win.
You have to win, yeah. Well, she can't eat lead wood.
No, she can't.
Net. Right. Yeah. Well, it's not like she's laying eggs, though, you know, because what happens when they eat the lead and the mercury, the eggs break. But nonetheless, lead is poisonous, and no lead. She's not living in Flint, Michigan. She's living in Beacon.
We go to great lengths to make sure she doesn't lay an egg.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
I didn't know any of this, but some do and some don't. And at her age, it's actually life-threatening if she lays an egg. So, because she could become egg-bound, and that's a whole production.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
So you have to leave her in for the whole day because she's just...
Yes, because she has to connect that if she goes down there and I do that, and she doesn't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
That it's connected to a loss of freedom.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it's amazing that we were here for an hour and a half, and the instant my attention went to you.
She's like,
how cool is she? And she also has a huge cage, so I mean, it's not like she's suffering.
Yeah. Well, it's just more the principle of being able to sit on the living room couch versus having to sit
No, she just sits on top of her cage is the point.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't fly around.
Okay. Right. So she's trapped for the day. All right, well.
So the world.
The world's going to hell in a handbasket. It's amazing.
Speaking of trapped.
Yeah. I was just kind of like, wow. So, pretty wild stuff, actually. You know, I come home, you know, and I have a TV in my room. I don't have a TV at home. So normally I get my news from the internet. So here I turn it on, and it's like, wow. So I feel bad for John Cain with his brain tumor. I'm not surprised, but, you know, because the other day when he was asking Comey questions, he really wasn't tracking very well. It was kind of shocking how badly off he was. So clearly he's had some cognitive impact on it. Because I remember watching him thinking, is he got a little dementia there? What's going on? So now we know. brain tumors do that, especially in the frontal lobe. And so that, and glioblastomas are bad. Those are bad tumors.
It's, yes, it's the worst of them.
They're the worst of them, yeah. They're like, you're out of here. I remember when Cardinal O'Connor got it. And I heard it, and I'm like, okay, 6 months, and he was gone in 4.5. So depends on how aggressively he's going to treat it. You know,
his is very aggressive, apparently.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, he's a military guy, too. So he's got a lot of Aries planets, and Aries rules the head. Attack from the head. So health issues with the head. But, yeah, and then I guess Trump's really getting a little wild and crazy talking about firing everybody again, you know. So I'm like, all right, let's see what that is, you know. So it's been wild out there. And then, of course, the world as well. We had a coronal mass eruption. So I've had a lot of crazy. I've had people getting married. I've had people getting divorced. I've had a lot of people making changes, you know, like, okay, I have to change this now. I have a couple of proposals going down. I married somebody while I was up here. You met her. Michael came over for dinner on Tuesday, so we married a friend of mine.
Who's really quite wonderful.
It was really quite wonderful, yeah. She's a cutie patootie. So, yeah, so we're having fun. So it's a good time. Life is interesting. What's been going on in your world? What do you think of the world? What's going on in the world? Because you always have an interesting take on it.
I'm quite withdrawn from the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm focusing on the little patches of truth.
Mm-hmm.
That are right in front of me. So there's some stuff with children of clients, and I'm wrestling with that. None of the explanations given by any of the people working with these children are right.
Oh,
and I have
okay.
I kind of have a hunch about something else. And I worked with the therapist with whom I work yesterday, and she said yes. So I'm not sure how to bring stuff up. It's just, I think things are getting more complex. I think that the space between what we believe to be our reality and other dimensions
mm-hmm.
is getting frayed.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries not as clear.
Mm-hmm.
I was told and watched this morning, there are these smoke rings that are appearing everywhere.
Smoke rings? Hmm.
Yep. If you Google, go to YouTube and look up smoke rings.
Mm-hmm.
In the sky, at you'll see them.
And what are
bless you. What are they?
That was a healthy. Yeah, what are they? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They're just rings of smoke.
Yeah, big rings that last for a while and then they go away, and there's no explanation. And they're appearing. I don't know that anybody. They're photographed over England and Northern Europe.
Hmm.
So, I mean, shit's happening.
They're not from airplanes?
Nope.
Because I know we have
didn't even try explaining that. They said the explanations have been like birds or swarms of insects, with, you know, neither of which are possible if you watch the film. So I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else said it's the Matrix bleeding through.
Okay.
I have no explanation.
Cool.
So things are, I guess the way I'm experiencing things are all of the noise that's emerging from the political situation
uh-huh.
is getting quieter.
Okay.
Or if I were cooking, you know, on a big old Aga stove, the pot with all the stuff that's in the newspaper is like in a back burner, and I just need to stir it once in a while. But it's the other burners where the activity is taking place, and it's not really defined yet. It's so what I would say is pay attention to what's going on in your personal life.
Right,
like
that's the space.
And keep asking what's right action here.
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to be doing now?
Mm-hmm.
And that will
mm-hmm.
keep you protected in terms of remaining focused on what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
don't
it's
leak
really
energy.
Don't leak energy. Okay, I like that.
That's, I think, one of the most important things. So, I mean, for me, reading all this palace intrigue stuff leaks energy. Because at the end, nothing's changed. I haven't affected it at all. And
mm-hmm.
I'm down some energy.
Right.
So
there's
no point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like I'm trying to decide whether this is good or bad. I already get it.
Right.
So it's just going to play out how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, there's an organization I want to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
And it stands for something that, it helps kids. And there's, I have a real attraction to helping children.
Yep.
And I've read all the materials that I was given, and I don't see a place for me there.
Oh,
so I'm
why?
Just sitting with it and asking. So it's stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to, and I keep getting it. No. So I'm holding back by stepping into it because that could just leak energy because there's nothing really that I can do that's going to affect it. That's not what they need right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's that.
Okay. That's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah. Well, what we're focusing on here is kind of like reconnecting into, you know, I know I'm supposed to do it, but you get busy in the day and you forget. Reconnecting into, you know, that soul place and recharging and really focusing on, you know, interior work. What is it you're working on interiorly so you're in alignment? And then you've got the alignment and then coming back out again.
Well, I think
so
that is what everybody's supposed to be doing.
Yeah. It's been very helpful. Because it's been a few different, you know, it's been some different techniques about it, but it's also been some, it's been a lot of process, you know, where they're, you know, they're presenting things and you're processing. So there's been a lot on, you know, the transitional state, liminal states, where you are. And it does feel like we're really in a big, I know we are astrologically too, in a big transition state, but I mean, everybody's reporting it on their own level in their own lives, making transitions and committing to the next space, whatever that is. So it's an interesting time because it's like,
yeah.
All right, you're ready for that next place. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when I worked with the therapist with whom I work yesterday, my question was, more in line with, I wasn't sure whether I was in the midst of PTSD, which I definitely
mm-hmm.
have, or whether I'm processing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because PTSD, you can treat, you can do stuff. And if I'm
in the middle
of processing stuff, and she uses something called Hieros Gamos, which is a manualized way of working. So you just start checking, and you use kinesiology, which I'm a big believer in, muscle testing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as you go through these different layers. And you know, no, it's not PTSD. It's I am processing. So in other words, just allow it. There's nothing to clear.
Right.
In other words, a lot of people go to therapy to fix something.
Mm-hmm.
And here, as much as I would like that to happen, there's nothing to fix.
Right. Right.
I just need to find my way through it, and there's a reason that I'm going through it.
Right. Right.
And and then I checked on Rachel, and her experience is entirely different, although it looks exactly the same. But her reason for going through it is totally different than mine.
So
it's very interesting that each, if you're paying attention and you're keeping your eye on the ball, each person, and certainly in my office, and there's a lot of people at this point who've shown up, are all going through, if you want to look at it from a meta level, a taking apart and a putting back together in a way I certainly respect. And we don't know two steps ahead yet.
Right, right.
You know, so the thing is not, pardon me, not so much what's going to happen as what's the next step.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Yep, it does.
Yes, you stay as present. You stay as close to attached to the present as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
then you're
going to
be right where. Yeah.
Well, first of all, you're in the only place where you can act.
Yes.
Because you can't act in the future or the past.
Right.
But secondly, you know, if you keep asking, what am I supposed to do now? I keep getting very small things, like nothing, or you can take care of this today, or yes, you're supposed to help out here.
Right. Yeah, mail the letter, that kind of thing. Very mundane.
Or do nothing, even though you see.
Yeah.
You really want to. You have to let time play out here.
Yeah, because there's still stuff unfolding.
Right. So this is unrelated but related, is that, so my curiosity was piqued about, so now what does it mean with McCain sidelined?
Right.
So I read a little bit from a few sources.
Uh-huh.
And I did not come away knowing any more than I did when I started reading. Nothing.
Right.
So that was a question I might have, but it wasn't really a question that it was all that smart for me to answer. I mean, you don't get punished, but it was just a waste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wasted 20 minutes. Or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I was faster because I just kept it kept being. There's nothing here that tells me anything.
Right.
So that's that.
Mhm. Well, and I think it's also so new. But it does make you go. You know, I mean, watching Lindsey Graham last night when he announced it, you know, you could tell he was really. His friend, you know, like my guy, my comrade, you know, falling, not that he's giving him falling in battle, but you could tell he was really rattled. And and I think part of, you know, one of the other things we're entering is eclipse season starting on Sunday. And eclipse season, of course, is in Leo. Leo is the sign of the kings. So it does take out leaders. So we're going to lose a few over the next month or so. You know, when we had this energy before was Princess Di took off and Mother Teresa took off. And so there's an energy of leaders leading us or people that are role models or heroes in society. So I'm not surprised about John McCain, but I'm also, you know, we're each being asked to be our own leader, you know, and
right.
Whatever that means for us, what's our sovereignty
where are we able to make an effect in the world? What is our purpose?
Right, and those
really
are the questions that you get very quiet and you continue to ask yourself during the day. Like, what is the right thing for me to do now?
And then you're really focused on what your true path is, as opposed
to... Well, you can really make a difference.
And you're also not distracted by the myriad things coming flying at you going, ba-ba-da-ba-ba-dee-bop, you know. And you're
well,
like,
you get distracted,
my focus
but...
is this. You get back on path quicker.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's really what it's about. It's keeping your eye on the ball. You know, if you've ever played any sports, you know, when you have a, like we play tennis or you hit the golf ball weird or whatever, really the true game is pulling yourself back into not, boy, that was a stupid shot. I can't believe I did that. Blah, 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 blah. You have to kind of go, okay, drop it, focus, you know, and you have to put down the negative self-talk or the audience participation in your brain and kind of say, monkey mind, quiet, and back into alpha state where you're able to focus. You know, one guy did a presentation here on a lot of the work they've been doing on the brain. He's a psychiatrist and a neurologist and a therapist, and he did on alpha state versus beta. And, you know, the focusing and how, you know, if someone comes up behind you and scares you, it pulls you out of alpha into beta, but that the more you practice mindfulness, which is kind of the focusing on intent, the less distracted you are. You know, you stay focused on what your path is. So it was, you know, a lot of the work on, you know, what keeps you young. It's staying curious, you know, being curious about how it's going to turn out, you know, what they've, you know, in terms of what they've studied. And then, of course, health was cardiovascular exercise every day and a low-calorie diet. I thought, well, the health part I don't have, but I can focus on the, or maybe I can add that in, focus on the, you know, focus on the mindfulness. So. But, yeah, it's interesting because it's really about really paying attention on an internal level. And it is really easy to get distracted. Now, in the case of Rachel Maddow, you know, her job is to keep us informed. That's what she does, you know. But in the case of Ann Ortley, my job is blah, 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 you know. So everybody's got their job. So we all have to do our jobs to our best. So the more we can do that, the better. It's kind of an interesting process. So, but... I don't know, Michael. It's strange times we're in. We were talking, you know, Heather, one of the women I work with on the astrology, she and her partner just moved out to Montana. And she said, well, you know, if Yellowstone erupts, we're all dead. Because there's a lot of noise about the supervolcanoes lately, too. So it's interesting. All the Earth changes. You know, Mother Earth just has to shake us off her back and we're in big trouble. So, again, focus on what you can handle. You can't handle if Mother Earth is going to give us a super volcano and blow the world away. So, although I do have green beans in the house, so I'm okay for a while. Canned food in your house?
Pardon?
So,
do I have canned food
in your house? Yeah, in case Mother Earth decides volcano is.
I have stuff. Not a lot, but I have stuff in the house in New York. And water, because if the electrical grid goes off, there's no water. Here, not so much. But here is a food belt.
Right, and you can run down to the Hudson River and get some water.
No, you can't.
You'd have to treat it, but...
Yeah, really.
But you can get some water. Is it brackish up there, or is it fresh water by the time it's this high?
I don't think it's very clean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't say clean. I just, whether it's salty or not, but whatever.
I don't know.
So our week ahead is big. We have a new, really whopping new moon that clips off eclipse season. We finished the coronal eruption. I did not see any northern lights. I was a little bummed because they were indicating they might come down this low, but I didn't see any. So that's all right.
Well, there have also been lots of thunderstorms.
Yes, there have been. Yeah.
So that you know that your the visibility is not predictable.
Right.
You know.
Some of those smoke rings might have been from the coronal mass eruption.
No.
No, they weren't. Okay.
No, because they've been. There was a video from a year ago. You know, it's like. No.
Oh, okay. They're older than that. Yeah.
And some are, there's lots that are new. We'll
lots
see.
Lots that are new, yeah.
I think so.
It wasn't just this week. Yeah.
No.
I wonder if it's always paying attention, you know, the whole part where, you know, somebody was talking about internet pads and their grandchildren using them and hating them. And I stood up as the astrologer in the group and said, well, we're entering the age of Aquarius. We're leaving behind the age of Pisces. And Pisces, we were all joined by the ocean, and that was it also separated us, but that was the connection. And of course it's the imagery of the Christian fish, and that was 2600 years. And now we're entering the age of Aquarius, which is electrical symbols. And you know, back to your Barbara Marx Hubbard, you know, we are able to see the earth as a united little ball floating in space. And we're interconnected, we're wired with the internet all around the world. We can watch a traffic jam in Tokyo and see what the temperature is in Georgia. And, you know, we're connected.
Right.
News is instantaneous. So that connection gives us an opportunity because we're basically entering a new model. You know, and somebody had mentioned the Gutenberg printing press when it was invented. Everybody was, some people thought it was horrible, some people thought it was great. The church didn't like it because everybody wanted the Bible printed, and they were like, we don't want to print the Bible, we control it. So there's a shifting in the structure of the power, too, when these kind of major developments happen. So
not quite. I mean, we're misusing this gift.
Yeah, totally. We are. Well, we don't know how to use it yet. It's telephones.
Yeah, it's being used. I mean, at its highest octave, the planet now has the capacity to be surrounded by a layer of cogent thought.
Yeah.
So we as co-citizens of the world have the capacity to add our unique value to the whole.
Yeah.
And the internet can be used so that the, you know, five people spread around the planet who have the capacity to cure cancer can find each other and have discussions about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I don't think that the highest use of the internet is to further the careers of newscasters who are saying what they're told to say and making drama out of stuff that is not all that important. So the first thing we need to do is figure out what's important. And then we need to figure out how to connect the people who have something to add to that particular thing.
Right.
And we're using the internet in deeply pediatric ways.
that's a nice way to insult it. I like that, Michael. Deeply pediatric. Do you think we'll grow up with it at all, or do you think we'll...
I don't know what's going to happen. I think we're really... in the eye of the needle. I think this is a very serious time, and I don't think I'm unclear about what's going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, as you said, if that that the eclipses move right over the Cascadia subduction zone, so that's a big deal. I read this week that I think they said that by the end of the century, the average temperature is it's a New York magazine. The average temperature is going to go up 5.5 degrees. Well, I remember years ago I read because I'm not that focused on the climate. My focus on the climate is because I believe it's really important, but not mm-hmm. that. But I haven't all along been somebody who's following this avidly.
Right.
So I wanted to educate myself a little, and there was a book called, I think it's called 6 Degrees.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good, written by, I think, a science reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, he goes to 1 degree is the first chapter, what happens on Earth,
mm-hmm.
2 degrees.
Oh, okay.
And I think, if I remember correctly, 6 degrees was blank.
Well,
we're not here anymore. So, yeah. You know, we can either get a grip or not.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. Well, if you think about, you know, when you burn a temperature, you know, we're 96.8, and when you're, you know, 101, that's 5 degrees. 102, they're like into the hospital with you. You know, it cooks you. We're not equipped. Life lives within a very narrow span.
Human
and
beings
ocean,
is just in a very, very narrow
yeah.
range. And one fact, if it's a fact, that I read yesterday about that was the amount of carbon dioxide increases.
Yeah.
And if the composition of the air we're breathing, if there's a 20%, gradually, but a 20% increase in carbon, I think it was 20% increase in carbon dioxide,
mm-hmm.
our cognitive ability decreases by 20%.
Totally, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get dumber.
It does. We get dumber.
And
which is not
we're pretty dumb
good
to begin
thing.
With.
I know. Yeah. So true. All right. Well, the British lady says we're cooked, and we've had our 6 degrees, and she's separating
yep.
from us. So we wish you all a good week. Watch for the eclipses. Watch for choices. Remember to sit cognizant.
So the eclipse is Monday?
No, the new moon is Monday. The eclipse is there's one eclipse on the 7th,
uh-huh.
and then there's another one on the 21st. There's two this
okay.
month. The 7th
okay.
of August and the 20th. But it starts on Monday. We enter eclipse season.
Okay.
Which is the two week build up to it. Once we hit that new moon, and it's a fighting new moon, so I'm anticipating Donald's going to be firing some people on a more mundane level. You know, so you're not allowed to look at my taxes. It's like, excuse me, yes we are. You've been doing money laundering with Deutsche Bank, who paid billions of dollars for money laundering. You are in trouble, big guy. So, but we'll see what happens. So, forward we go into the day. And big hugs, Michael, and have a wonderful
and
day.
And to you. Pardon?
And to your bird who's encaged. I'm sorry
yes.
you got encaged.
She's
no
okay.
lead paint for you. Yeah, I know.
No,
she's happy
hardly moping. She's
oh,
fine.
Oh, is she moping? Okay.
No, she's not moping. She's totally fine.
Oh, okay, good. All right, cool. All
right,
so
all
right,
enjoy the rest of your conference.
Yes, I'm going to go learn more cool stuff. So, all right, lots of love.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.